course, this is Gwen Stefani, rocker, fashion icon, mother of three, and for most of her career, the front woman for the band No Doubt. Platinum hair, the steel-toed combat boots, and that voice put Gwen Stefani in the center of the musical universe in the 1990s and 2000s, with No Doubt and on her own as a solo artist. And as a judge on NBC's The Voice, she has today attracted yet another generation of fans. I got to talk with Gwen Stefani recently and was struck at how quickly she opens up about her own insecurities.
When you walk in the room, when you're me, like, everyone seems to know me, but I don't know them.
I imagine that's really unsettling.
Well, it just makes you go, I wonder what their version of me is and what they think I'm like and what kind of talent they think I have or don't have.
There's a lot of that kind of introspection on Gwen Stefani's new solo album. It's called This Is What the Truth Feels Like. And she says it's a direct response to a very painful and public breakup.
Last February, I think a lot of people know that my life fell apart. My family fell apart. Everything fell apart. And there was a moment where I was talking to my girlfriend. I felt quite embarrassed. And I just felt like, God, I got to turn this around. Like, I can't go down like this.
Take anything you want. I'm ready. Take, you can take it. I don't care. I don't care.
I just knew that I needed to turn to music, and that's what this whole record documents, is working through it, like having faith and like believing in myself and wanting to do something about it.
Does it ever feel strange to you to have to be recording this stuff and singing these songs that are so incredibly personal, and sometimes it's strangers, and you end up being so vulnerable?
This is the first record I've ever made in real time where you're going through something like Used to Love You came out 3 weeks after I wrote it. Like, it was literally happening. So,
and you were still, I mean, how long after your divorce had this been?
I'm having it. I'm in the middle of it.
It's still happening.
It's still happening.
Are there things you won't write about?
I don't know. I didn't edit myself at all.
Yeah.
You've never written
a lyric where you thought, that's too personal, I'm not keeping
it? No, because it's like I'm just writing what I feel, and like I don't think I've done anything wrong and I have nothing to hide. The biggest thing, the newest thing is obviously, and I don't even like to bring up this, but my children, you know what I mean? You got to protect them.
Yeah.
But I think that when you're being honest and truthful, it's like, I mean, I just believe that's the best way to be, and ultimately, yeah.
I don't know why I cry, but I think it's 'cause I remember for the first time since I hated you that I used to love you.
You were working on The Voice when you were still nursing your third child.
My baby just came out the belly. I got the call, and I had, you know, when people come to see the baby for the first time,
yeah.
They were all over when I got the call. My lawyer was there, my parents were there, my niece was there. And I can remember, because we'd be on the set, and, you know, there's so many people working, and everybody there is so incredible, but you got all these guys that have those little headsets on.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, time to breastfeed. And like, they would literally be like, I'd be like, why did they have to say breastfeed? Like, can't they just say Gwen needs a break? Like, and it would be like in the thing, like in the speaker, and everyone would know that I was going off. And it was pretty amazing to watch, like, have Apollo there, and everybody got to watch him kind of grow up, you know, and it was an incredible time.
I don't want to pry into your kid's life, but I am curious about what kind of, how you've changed as a mom. How you doing third time around?
Oh, when I first had the baby, the first baby, I was like, oh, I'm not different. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're like, I'm a pop star.
You know, you just don't feel that different. You just have this new, like, amazing thing that you drag around everywhere, and you keep your life going. Everything's the same. You know, as they grow, obviously, you have to evolve and change, and You know, it's weird because you think of when you're a little girl, you think, I want a baby. You don't think, I want a 10-year-old. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just never, it doesn't cross your mind.
I've never thought that ever.
And I for sure will say, out of everything I've ever done in my entire life, it's the hardest thing. And I never thought it would be how it is right now, which is, you know, my parents are still married and they met in high school.
Okay.
And my sister and brother-in-law, my brother and my sister-in-law, they've been together since they're 15. They have, you know what I mean? It's weird to me to be in this place, but I guess, you know, you just never know what's going to happen next.
This is the part of the interview where I have to ask you about Blake Shelton. But I have a real question because this, who's that guy? This is, as you have described it, you know, you were going to some dark places as a form of catharsis to get over a breakup with this album. But from reports, from your social media, you look to be happy and in a new relationship. Is it as easy to find inspiration and creativity in the joy of a new relationship as it is in the pain of an old one?
I think that's what's so kind of magical about the album is it starts off angry, sad, mad, angry, and quite sarcastic. And then it really does take a huge change to like hope. And so to have a friend come along when I just thought it was over for me, like, it's just a real true miracle. And I feel like if anything, like people want to say, like, how do you evolve as a musician or your sound? Or, I mean, the biggest evolution is writing a song that's happy, for God's sake. I mean, it's so great, you know what I mean? To be able to write a record that's mainly about being happy. And that's something new for me. So not that I'm not a happy person, but we know about my past.
I'm glad you're in a good place.
Thank you. Yeah.
Gwen Stefani, her new album is called This Is What the Truth Feels Like, and it comes out Friday, March 18th. Gwen, thanks so much for talking with us.
Wow, you're awesome. Thanks for having me.
I was fine before I met you. I was broken but fine. I was lost and uncertain.